Shalom, brothers and sisters. Today we are taking a step further to look at Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, 7, and 8. And we pray that it will be a blessing to us, that our hearts will be a fertile ground to which the word of God will be sown. In the name of Jesus. Matthew chapter 5. Verse 7 and 8. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. We have been looking at the Beatitude, and we began from how it all started when we received Christ, being poor in the spirit, and then how that he cleanses us, washes us, and respond to our needs, and also teach us to be meek. Afterwards, he brings the hunger and the thirst to us. As we advance to maturity, we see that God comes to reveal himself to us. But I would like us to understand the aim of all of these is that we will become like God, we will become Christ, we will be transformed into the image of his Son. As you all know, God had proposed that every life would produce offspring after its kind. Genesis chapter 1 verse 11. Every offspring, everything will produce an offspring after its kind. And God also showed forth an example that when he was bringing forth his Son, the Word of God, is the very image and the glory of God. And also when he was creating man, he created man in his own image and in his likeness, that man might exhibit the character of God. Amen. And so, you know that it's a different case when a child is born. It is difficult to tell its actual resemblance, the looks. Most people come and give different opinion, argument here and there. Oh, he looks like the father. No, he looks like the mother. Other, he looks like the siblings, the relative, and so on and so forth. They see from different perspective, different angles, and they might all be correct at that point in time because the child has not taken a particular look at that point in time. But as a child grows into maturity, he begins to take shape and resembles his kind. And this is what God wants for us. So as we grow into maturity and we begin to take shape, we begin to thirst and hunger for more of God. Definitely he responds. This stage is very important when he puts the thirst, the desire, the yearning for God. When we begin to desire God, righteousness, he comes, he responds to us, he opens the head, the heavens opens for us, and God responds to our desires. And when he comes, he doesn't come just to go back. He doesn't fill us up for nothing. He comes and then he settles in us. But when he's coming with his nature. He's coming with all that he is to us. So, and while he's coming, we should know that he cannot dwell in sin. God abhors sin, he abhors filthiness, he abhors death. So he has to clean the house where which he wants to fill. Jesus had said that you cannot bring the new wine into our old wineskin, else it will burst. So you have to make sure it's a new wineskin for the new wine. So we are a tabernacle where God wants to fill us up, has to be clean, has to be pure. That's where purity comes in. And then God comes with all that he is. So he comes to us and we begin to have fellowship with him. As we have fellowship with him, we are seeing him, he begins to reveal himself to us. Gradually, as he reveals himself to us, we slowly or gradually or even rapidly, we soon become like him. The Bible says, when we do not know what we will be, but when we see him, we will be as he is. Now, yes, we are going to see him physically when he is, when he appears in the sky, to be like him. But however, that gradual, our gradual change depends on how much we see him. How much we see him. And that's why you can see in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, when Paul was speaking, in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, I'd like to read that. It says here, he said, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. So the more we are seeing him, the more we are having fellowship with him, the more we are having intimacy with him, we are transformed from the corruptible image, from this corruptible flesh, we are transformed into the glorious image of his dear Son. So the more we are seeing him, the more we are transformed. We are taking shape and we are becoming like him. Amen. So, and we know that God has got characters, he has got nature, and one of his nature is that God is merciful. And the Bible made us to understand in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 4 that God, who is rich in mercy, so he is rich in mercy. And if he is rich in mercy, we receive this mercy from him. And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 1, he said, therefore, seeing that we have received mercy, we faint not. So we receive mercy. So God is not asking us to be merciful when he has not given us mercy. So because he comes to us, he comes to us by mercy, he has given us mercy, and he himself is a merciful God. So he's asking, he's demanding that we also reciprocate this, not to him, but to others. So we have to show mercy. Amen. And you know, when we talk about mercy to the Jews, you should understand that mercy deals with first, pardoning of injuries, and secondly, giving of alms giving. So pardoning of injuries, helping people, forgiveness, and also giving. It is a very important part for us. Brotherly kindness, compassion, showing compassion. This is something that God desires of us because he is rich in mercy. The Bible, the psalmist said that he will not always chide. He will not always rebuke us. He will not always push us away. His mercy most times overrides judgment, because the mercy of God is so strong, in that while we are yet sinners, even while on the cross, he still demanded for mercy. So God wants us to be merciful. He said that if we are merciful, we will obtain mercy. That's why God in the Old Testament had told the children of Israel, he said, to the merciful I will show myself merciful, and to the upright I will show myself upright, and to the froward I will show myself froward. God expects us to be merciful so that we can obtain mercy. It is crucial. It is important. So when God comes to us, he reveals his character to us. He is rich in mercy. So there is definitely, we also must obtain, we must be merciful, we must obtain that mercy, so that we also can reach out to others, to our brothers, to our sisters, to those around us, and show mercy. Amen. Also, God is pure, and that's why he demands that we should be pure. We cannot going to carry out, we are not going to show our, give our hands giving with hypocrisy. we're not going to do anything we want to do with hypocrisy. It has to come from a pure heart. So if I will read from scriptures here, note this, that when we are hungry and we are thirsty for righteousness, when it comes to us, when God comes to us, he brings to us the fruit of righteousness. And the fruit of righteousness is mercy and purity. And we're going to read from James chapter 3, verse 16 to 18. James chapter 3, from verse 16 to 18. It says here, "For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure." Is first pure. So whatever we have, whatever knowledge of God we have, God wants to ensure that it is first, that our heart is pure. So it is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. So it is important, you can see that when the wisdom of God that comes from above, God, when it's coming down to us in his wisdom, it comes to us that first he must impute in us purity. We must be pure, then peaceable, gentle, it was easy to entreat, then we must be full of mercy, because Christ Jesus, God, is rich in mercy. So we also must be full of mercy. Also, note this. I'd like to read another scripture. It says here, "Seeing ye have purified your soul in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently." So whatever we want to do, we must come from a sincere and pure heart, because God is pure, God is merciful. So when it comes to us, it comes to us with his character, it comes to us with what he is, and he expects that we gradually be transformed and we are changed to the image of his dear son. This is how we show that we have gradually becoming matured in Christ. We are actually taking the shape of Christ. It is no longer, we have put away old things and childish things. It's no longer milk, but gradually we are now the one to give. At first we are receiving, we cried out and God gave to us. We're hungry and he fills us. Now we have been filled, we now have to exhibit these things that he has filled us with. One of it is that we have to show mercy, because he came to us in mercy. We have to be pure in heart to do that, because God never had any form of hypocrisy when he was dealing with us. We also ought not to deal with one another with hypocrisy. We have to be pure in heart. May the Lord bless us richly in Jesus' name. Amen.